This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. Tillman Fertitta at the White House yesterday made a joke about Hong Kong. He didn't realize it was going to be a bad. It really, this year has been something, hasn't it? It really, really, it seems like forever ago, doesn't it? You got the soundbite, Nick?
I do.
All right, let's hear Tillman.
Gumps, the rainforest, and they're all company owned. It's been devastating, and it's, you know, it's funny you brought up about China. I should have realized it was going to be a bad year for China when my general manager tweeted out, you know, freedom for Hong Kong. So that started my year with China.
And you kept it quiet, right? You kept that quiet.
So I'm still trying to work that out. And here comes something else.
He owns the Houston Rockets, in case you don't know. He's a great guy, great family, great everything. And, he did cause you a little ruckus. Whatever happened to him, by the way? Is he still working for you?
Yes, he is.
He must be pretty good.
Yes, because it's a trick question, but he is. So, Mr. President.
That wasn't a trick question. It was Daryl must be like, wait a minute. Is that a trick question? Am I working for you? You boys there?
Yeah. I'm just moving my microphone.
Oh. I thought you were gone, bro.
No. I'm moving my microphone, but that whole thing made me nervous.
Why?
Is he still working
Tillman
for you?
Tillman and Trump together? That is kind of nerve-wracking.
It is a little nerve-wracking. A lot of people get fired there.
And Daryl's like, wait a minute.
This room.
Daryl's like, wait a minute. Why is that a trick question if I still work for you?
How is he still working for you?
What happened to him, by the way? Is he still working for you?
That is a trick question. No, it ain't.
Nick, that scares me.
Yes.
I don't want to save that. Is he still working for you? We need to use that. See, I wish we could use stuff against Dell. What really sucks is we don't have our own thing that we can fire off on Dell.
I know.
He just controls way too much.
Right, like Dell.
Dell's the Trump of the show. He just has too much control over
power.
Firing us. He doesn't fire us, but he fires things at us.
I mean, I might have been guilty, you know, of doing that on shows I've participated in.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's power hungry. What Dell's power hungry? He's a grubby, power hungry guy. I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah. Nick, that's fair, isn't it?
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Amongst the producers, is Dell hated by everybody?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we get it.
It jives with what I've been hearing on the streets.
Yeah.
The streets have been talking about Dell being hated amongst the producers. Yeah. So that's what the streets have spoken.
He's like the Isaiah Thomas of producers.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
He'll give you a little kiss on the cheek before the series, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he's the one that caught the elbow, I guess, in that series. But
but every behind. But you know what? Nobody wants him part of
it. Why is he still working for you? You got Manny and people listening. I'm like, yeah, that's right, Trump. Tell him. Fire Daryl. Why is he still working for
you? Why is he still?
Get rid of him.
Wow, Tillman, your bias is leaking through. Yeah.
You know, Daryl's listening like, I'm not crazy about Tillman going to the White House.
The president wants to know if I'm still employed.
Why is that guy, is he still working for you? Whatever happened with him?
He must be pretty good.
In Trump's world, he's like, how in the world did you keep this guy?
He only cost you
$25 million.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Trump didn't take a drink of something and go, spit it all over the place whenever Tillman goes, no, he's still there.
What the hell? You're fired.
He must be really good. And that man, he's like, yeah, really good at getting beat in the second round. Really good at not winning rings.
Poor Daryl catching it. Daryl's like,
just like, what the hell? I just really don't want
Wow.
I just don't want Tillman to go to the White House.
I really don't want him around Trump.
I mean,
the guy
China
who fires
stuff,
everybody.
This is not going to be good.
No. The guy who fires everybody.
And then immediately, you know, when the mics are off, he's like, seriously, you got to get rid of that guy.
Yeah. What the hell? Why would you keep
How
that
do you
guy?
Have him? Like, hey, I mean, I'm going to give him one more year, I guess.
I heard he did cause you a little ruckus, didn't he?
He did cause you a little ruckus. Yeah.
Oh, you mean a $25 million ruckus? Is that what he caused you?
Are you sure that's it?
Yeah, I thought it was more, man.
I thought it was $250, or is that for
no,
the league?
Just Tillman was right. 25.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's it? Oh,
the league, much more.
Yeah. League was, yeah. I thought you were talking about a half a bill for the league. Yeah. So,
hey, so well I'm looking done, at, do you guys ever get, are y'all ever blown away by the pictures, the before and after of offensive linemen who decide to lean down after they're done? Isn't that one of the most jarring, because yeah. it happens pretty quick. Isn't that one of the most jarring things?
Well, there's one guy who is, which is the guy too, that looks it? Like, he looks like a marathoner.
Well,
now.
Alan Faneca ran a marathon and people couldn't believe, like he's 205 now, but those guys, everyone just always assumes, oh, it's steroids. But a lot of them really don't want to be – they just don't want to be heavy anymore. They just don't. A lot of them have to work. Some of them have the body types that could carry 285 naturally if they're eating. But they've got to work to get up to over 300 and eat a lot. Marshall Yanda, I don't know if you've seen a picture of him, John, but he's the latest one. He's down to 245, and he'll be a Hall of Fame guard. And Marshall Yanda has his he used to eat 6,000 calories a day, which seems like a dream to me.
Right.
But he used to eat six.
Except it's not.
Yeah, no. No, it was hard. Here's what he had. Before, he would have six eggs for breakfast, hard fried or scrambled, and a cup of oatmeal with a banana and brown sugar. Now he just has two eggs. His mid-morning snack before was a shake that included spinach, kale, and fruit. You get tired of eating, and it's easier to drink things then eat them, Yanda said. Now it's a half cup of fat-free yogurt with a quarter cup of blueberries. His lunch before, 12 ounces of chicken breast with either rice or quinoa. So he was still trying to eat. You know, he didn't want to have heart unhealthy food that was going to give him a heart attack. Now he has 3 to 4 ounces of chicken breast, turkey, or tuna. 3 to 4 ounces?
Well, that's nothing.
That's nothing. Well, mid-afternoon. Guys, so he's eating multiple meals.
A lot of these guys are like, you know, if they've had bad knee injuries or ankle injuries.
Gotta
it doesn't make sense to have all that extra
weight. Got to take the weight off. He said he had back and foot problems. Mid-afternoon snack. Before is granola, mixed nuts, and dried mangoes by the handfuls. Now it's a quarter cup of mixed nuts that he pre-measures in sandwich bags. Sounds like he's living a fun life. Dinner. Before, 12 to 13 ounces of protein, either steak or chicken with baked potato or sweet potato. Now 3 to 4 ounces of lean protein, along with cabbage, asparagus, tomatoes, or peppers. Post-dinner snack, granola around 8. Before, now nuts, baby carrots, or cheese sticks, but nothing after 7.
Gross.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd rather be a fat guy.
I mean, listen, once a week, Yanda treats himself to a couple of double cheeseburgers or a mini barbecue feast that includes ribs, brisket, pulled pork, coleslaw. So what he's doing, he's on a hardcore diet now to lose weight. For him to lose weight this quickly, and you can hear by his, that's the, before he was eating like somebody who was still eating healthy, despite getting to 6,000 calories, he wasn't trying to get a bunch of bad calories. Now he's eating like a guy who is trying to lose weight. It's not like, hey, this is my new eating regimen. That's a 3 to 4 ounces.
Yeah.
That's not much. But did I tell you, speaking of that, John, have you guys ever been to Lankford Grocery and had their hamburgers?
I have not.
Their hamburgers, very good. They're well known. We went to Lankford Grocery on Saturday for our burgers. And you know, sometimes when you have like diner burgers, you order a double because they're not big. So you get a double and it's like having a regular size hamburger. And I work off of Chris Solis knows the landscape of the burger places around Houston. And we were there with Chris and Heather and Chris ordered first. He goes, I'll have a double meat cheeseburger, whatever that was. And I'm like, well, Chris knows what he's doing. I'll get the same thing. Boom. I'll get that. And I said, you know what? Cause I'm feeling frisky. Throw bacon and jalapenos on.
Ooh, okay.
Bang. It comes out and it's a regular size, not a regular size burger. It's a good size burger. It's just one patty. So two patties, it's a monstrosity. So it's like, oh, my God. I get halfway through, and I realize this is an incredibly bad mistake.
It's like 3,000 calories.
I just needed – oh, for sure. I just needed one patty. And but, you know, because I don't want to be looked at. I don't want anyone side-eyeing me, so you have to try to just power through. Like, oh. I couldn't – the rest of the day, I couldn't do it. I was in a – I was truly – it's been the first time for a while that I've been in a coma where I couldn't – I was in a meat coma. And the guys down the street invited me to come to a washer tournament. You know, you pay $20 and you get, you know, you get into their tournament. And I wanted to go, but I was so bloated. I was just like a just distended belly. I couldn't breathe. I'm just going to lay down and keep watching shows until this passes. It was the worst feeling. It was like I was trying to be an offensive lineman.
My struggle is I can't, if it's that good of a burger, even if I know it's going to make me incredibly sick, I'm not going to stop eating that burger.
No, you can't stop. Stop.
It's hard to. I've done the same thing. So we made a feast for, we got to Pete's Fine Meats and gotten all these steaks. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to make a feast. And it was steaks and boudin. And, you know, when you're really hungry, it's kind of like when you shop when you're really hungry or you go to a restaurant when you're really hungry. It's sometimes it's not a good idea. Well, I was getting ready to do steaks. I said, you know what? I'm going to do the steaks. I'm going to do the boudin. And I'm going to do the you've had the quail, John, the bacon wrapped quail, which are awesome. And I said, oh, I'm just going to have I'll take a little bit of all these. And then what happens is I find out that my kids won't eat. They'll eat the steak. That's not a problem. They don't eat the boudin. They don't eat the bacon-wrapped quail. They do. They like the bacon-wrapped quail, but me and Nicole like the boudin and her mother-in-law. So then I'm like, well, it's cooked. It's here. I just have to keep going and grazing and grazing. And, right. And it turns into like a 2.5-hour period of nothing but just eating steak and boudin and bacon-wrapped quail. And by the end of the night, it's like, the breathing slows down. I can't move quickly. Immediately I'm thinking, you know what? I can't eat lunch tomorrow. I'm just going to have to let lunch pass.
Just skip it. Just
skip lunch and just wait. And I figured this is a new way I could do things. Gorge myself for one meal and then wait for 24 hours until it's time to eat again.
Well, that's it. Then you just got to shut it down for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is a way to do this. Maybe this is how you fast. You eat a bunch of steaks and boudin, and, you know, you get to live your life, and then you fast after that. Well, you fast just to get back to a point where you can move them.
Where you can actually choke down some food again. 813 ESPN 97.5. I do that every weekend now, dude. I swear to God.
What do you do?
I cook a lot. I'll cook wings, and I'll cook some of the good steaks or chicken or whatever on the grill, and then I'll just eat, and then, like, Sunday, I'm done. I can't eat today. That's all. I just can't eat.
When I bust out the, it's like when I'm going to get the grill out, when I'm going to get the Memphis out and start doing, I don't want to just do it for one, you know, I'm not just going to do steaks. I'm going to do the sausages.
Yeah. No,
I'm
right.
It's like I have to turn it into a great big meat fest. Like
multiple meals so that, you know, the next day you go, oh my God, look at
that. That's my thought is I cook all this meat. Like I get all this stuff from Pete's. I might as well fire it up all at once because I can continue to eat it. If you kids don't eat it, I'll keep eating it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's the best way.
And then I eat it in one day.
ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. I want to talk about my peeps over at HR&P. This is a critical time for you and it's your business. And if you're trying to stay alive and look, if you've got 20 employees, 15, 20, 30 employees, or 50,000 employees, whatever it is, and if you have multiple offices in different states, that's okay too. It doesn't matter. HR&P can handle it all, different states, regulations, and everything else that's going on. They are awesome. They are unbelievable. We love them here, and you will love them too. And if you're not completely satisfied with everything that your payroll company is doing, if they're not taking care of your PPP, if they're not your SBA loan, if they're not taking care of your Obamacare, if they're not taking care of everything for you and your company, and if you're not completely satisfied, well, go with ours. This is a great time to switch over. It'll be seamless, and you'll find out that this is the company that you want to be with. It's a locally owned and operated. It's a University of Houston guy. He blocked for Andre back in the day, and he has put together an unbelievable business here. So if you're looking for a great, great partner for you and your company to get you through these tough times, HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
There's a chance your local Geico agent has the same hyper-specific taste in music as you.
Yeah, I can't get enough of neo-operatic breakbeat.
Do you listen to Cale Bent and the Lettuce Works?
Only every day.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with insurance. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need a hip underground music scene to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, guess what? Michael from Pete's was just listening, and he called. So I told him, so he said, you and John need to come get, he said, I do burger patties with sirloin. Chuck, these he does for restaurants. We haven't even had these. He said, tell John to come by. You and John come by and should get some patties with, he does beef short rib, brisket, and sirloin all together a mix. And I said, you know who else comes in? I said, Nick comes in all the time. Because I remember, Nick, you told me, you were asking. He goes, tell Nick to, he goes, I recognize the name from a credit card when he pays. He said, make sure you tell Nick to identify himself so I know so I can set him up. So make sure you say next time you're in and grabbing lunch or whatever, because it's right down the street.
Yeah.
Make sure you let him just ask for Mike. Well, you know who Michael is.
Oh, yeah, I do. I always get the chopped beef basket, and I always go with the bison burger as well. Bison, I've ordered a bunch of things.
Yeah, so make sure. But he said, yeah, you and John need to come get these burgers. He said, because his regular burgers are really good.
I'm going to. Maybe I'll have those tonight.
Yeah, what? I want to get he goes, oh, Lance, we do those for restaurants. Because I said, that's what I want to try sometime, is the one that has the, you know, the three blends, including brisket. And he goes, I do brisket, the short ribs, and the sirloin all together, a blend of those three. So I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's the burger game, Lance. Scottie Pippen carrying Michael off. And that's you after the burger game.
It's Nicole carrying me to the bed here. Just lay down and finish Succession. Just finish watching the last episode of Succession. You'll be fine. And then I'm laying down watching L.A. Originals. I finished that. I finished Jerry. John, I'm telling you, I watched Jerry Seinfeld's new Netflix comedy. I watched L.A. Originals, the documentary, and I watched something. Like, I laid in bed. That's how I wasn't sick. I was just unusually full.
Nick, Steve wants you to save Lance, saying he'll turn it into a great meat fest. And he's got the girl getting the hot dogs thrown on her face.
I don't like that at all. That's why Steve's a bad person.
It was inevitable.
It just seems like Lance is turning it into a meat fest, doesn't it, Nick?
It kind of does. I mean, nothing but steak talk and, you know, fine meat.
It is true that, well, so my wife has turned in, like, she's been cooking everything. She's just been on top of her game. Usually, now lunch, good luck at lunch. Sometimes my kids, I'll get home, my kids like, can we have lunch? Like, it's 2:30. What has mom been doing? Like, She just doing a puzzle or something. Mom on the mimosas again already. Just have some of those. I love it that the kids know how to make their own dumplings from Costco out of the microwave.
The kids make themselves a sandwich. Okay?
Yeah, microwave it. Here, microwave those dumplings. Have some cereal like a regular kid.
Yeah. No, that's what you eat if you don't have
it. When do we get lunch? It's like 4 o'clock. What? Y'all had never ate lunch? We are just playing. Well, if you play video games, then I turn it on them like it's their fault. Well, you're playing video games. You should have had lunch by now. That's your fault.
You know what you do? If you're hungry, go get something to eat.
Yeah.
That's all. How old are you? What do you mean make lunch? Go get yourself something.
Are we going to have anything for lunch? I don't know. Are you? That's how you turn it on them. You tell me. Yeah. I got myself some Roostar Vietnamese. I had a banh mi and some. It was delicious.
My mom.
We can't buy anything. We don't have money. Well, looks like you need a job.
Or go to the fridge. There's stuff in there. My mom used to. I said, Mom, make me something. Let me see your hands. Yeah, they're not broke. Go get your own.
Oh, she gave you the not broken hands treatment.
Those hands aren't broken. Go make your own.
Well, as a kid, I was terrible about like going to the fridge and just like nuking something up that's left over. Like if you made a whole bunch of brisket. So, are they like good about like heading to the fridge and just reheating something that's left over or no?
No, and that's
the
thing.
I was terrible about that. I wasn't.
I don't know
good about
why it's super easy. For whatever reason, we have to push the now unless it's pizza, but we have to push the leftovers on them. Why they can like it on a Thursday and not like it on a Friday when it's a leftover, I have no idea.
How was that kid?
Yeah.
No. I don't know why. Why did Tony think, okay, it's minus 5,000 that Nick has seen Buck Cherry or Seven Mary Three?
Probably. Yeah, I haven't seen those.
Nick, the producer?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Why does he think that? Absolute lock. Odds Nick has seen I've seen Buck Cherry. Crazy Bitch is my
name. Oh, this is why. So Childish Altuve says, can I help with the Rejoin music today? Nick appears to be a big fan of the buzz, and that's not a good thing. Why does Art have this thing? Is this a shtick where he doesn't like any producers other than Dell?
Other than Dell. Nope.
Is this his shtick?
I don't know if it's a shtick. He hates Tyler.
I know. Does Tyler do to people? Like, Tyler just sits in the chair and
I feel
just
pushes
buttons.
Dell is the one that has the reputation where he doesn't like anybody. He just tolerates you.
Art loves Dell, though.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe that's his personality, too.
Yeah. I don't know. He just, I think so. I think Art is just, this is what I like, and that's it. And I'm not liking anything else, and that's it. Okay. But Dell doesn't hate like he hates Tyler. I've never heard Dell say I hate that because Dell doesn't care about anything. He doesn't care enough to hate anything. But Art hates Tyler for whatever reason. Hey, here's a story, and it's an interesting one. Charlie is on SportsMap right now, and actually Brandon and Charlie did a video of it of Clowney possibly going to the Titans. Now, you've been talking about, this is, it looks pretty obvious right now. Clowney's got to prove to the league that he deserves a long-term contract, right? So he might take a one-year deal.
He's going to have to. He could take a longer-term deal. It won't be good for him.
And Vrabel knows Clowney.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I don't know, but is that telling that, you know what? Wouldn't you think that they've got money? Boy, you could use a Clowney, right? Mm-hmm. Is it kind of telling that the Titans haven't, or are they playing the game? We're going to wait. Of course, you wait too long, and the guy's going to be scooped up by somebody at some point. But is what it telling two things? If he does sign Vrabel, I won't like it very much. I mean, if he does sign Clowney, I won't like it very much because now you've got to face him two times a year, and he's a good player. And secondly, if he does sign him, he tells, maybe Clowney's not that bad a guy. But now that he's... But since he's not, and he's not giving him money, it might be
you
telling
the other way?
What you know Vrabel thinks of him.
I think that Clowney, it's impossible. The Texans, Seattle, and part of it could be what Clowney's asking for, but it's impossible. He's not signed. I mean, it's impossible to take it any other way. This is the former first pick of the draft. He's a guy who has pretty good production, not crazy sack production. He's never hit double digits, but it's been okay. It's not bad. those guys are usually – now, he's asking to be paid. He wants to be paid like he just thought a bag was going to fall into his truck and everything was going to be fine. And that's not how it works. And
– well, it does for some guys.
It does for some guys.
It's not working for him.
Well, because he's not known as the worker. And people who tried to just put the cape on and act like, you know, Clowney was this, that, or the other – This is your realization that the league views him a certain way. Now, I think he has talent. You'd have to be stupid not to think he has some talent. But he's not an elite player. He's not a premier player. He's a good player who wants elite money, and that's not going to happen. The only way that happens is if you prove yourself. And then the second problem is people have to believe that you're all in, that when they give you money that's guaranteed that you're going to continue to play. And you're going to continue to work. And I think that's where Clowney, I don't know how he can prove that. He's going to have to get 1 year where he just is an ass kicker. I know he's worked hard at Danny Arnold's place out at Plex, and my dad had a great conversation with him. And I know Alonzo Highsmith thinks very highly of him. I talked to Zoe about him. He's like, man, he said, I've had a chance to talk to him. He said, I really think he's changed. I really think he's matured and grown up. My dad said the same thing. But, you know, he could also just be, he's just saying that. Like, what happens when the bank account gets filled up with the zeros? Do you still keep that same energy all the way through in year three of the contract? I mean, you can say one thing when you're hungry and in a contract year, but what happens when you're set? Do you still have the same, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I think the one-year deal is a goldmine for a team. You get him for 1 year, he's playing for another contract. I think you're in great shape with Clowney.
All right. Under over $11 million.
God, I think that's a pretty good number. The number should be more like 14, but
yeah.
beggars can't be choosers at the end
right
of it now.
He's probably going, what the hell? Nobody?
I'm going to say over. I'm going to say it's closer to 12, 12 and a half. I think that's a pretty good number, though, 11.
How about that?
No, I think, I don't know. It's a pretty good number. I think you're right on it. I think it's around 10 to 12.
Yeah, and for that guy, when... Are you kidding me? Randall Cobb is getting 9 a year. And Jadeveon Clowney's going to sign for 11? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to almost have to. But it's pretty telling now. And you know what? The longer he's out and the more people don't want him, the more you go, well, maybe that's all he was worth was a third. Maybe nobody would have given much more than that.
Yeah.
Right? When we all bitched about a third rounder for him, maybe that's what he's worth.
Nah, I still feel like, who knows? Third still feels very light. Not in comparison to DeAndre. If you use DeAndre Hopkins as the measuring stick, you say, well, no, third sounds about right for Clowney. But I think Clowney, a second rounder was probably, or at least two thirds. At least two thirds, or a third and a fourth, two picks. But, you know, I didn't have a problem with Bill O'Brien wanting to move in a different direction. That was never a problem for me because I knew that guaranteed money was something that scared the crap out of me for Clowney. I didn't think he was committed. I'd heard enough from other sources and people who had been around him and seen him and all these. I just don't think it was, I don't think that football was his number one concern. It might be now. I think. You know, he may have matured, or it may just be him talking when he's hungry right now. And when you feed him a contract, we'll see if he's still hungry. You either have it or you don't. And I don't know if you can develop it over time. That's the concern.
Yeah. All right. It's 8:31 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about my guy, Doc Linville. I sent somebody there this week, as a matter of fact, and Doc's got him scheduled. He's going to get the appointment. You can do a virtual consultation with Doc as well. If you want to do that, if you're worried, but this facility is second to none. The people, the professionalism, the cleanliness, just beautiful people and doing wonderful things. And it's not just hair. He does all kinds of plastic surgery. You know, it's been obviously that's been put on the back burner these last couple of months because, you know, of the pandemic. But he's getting back and he's going to start to see patients and he's going to start to get you looking good again. It's what Doc Linville does. He makes people look good. And matter of fact, I was checking out this morning. Yeah, I can't see the back of my head, but it's unbelievable night and day what it was it's going on a year now. A year ago I did this, and it is just fantastic. And love it. I love it. And you will too. If you're somebody that's got that bald spot or you're really, really thinning, he can help you out with the PRP as well. He can do it all. And Doc Linville is here for you at 975hair.com. Go see for yourself. Make an appointment. Stop. Bite the bullet. Go and do it. That's 975hair.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
On ESPN 97.5. You know, JJ makes a pretty good point. I'm watching him. He was on First Take with Nick Wright and whoever else is on that thing. Or First Things First or whatever it's called. I don't know. I never watched it. But JJ was on there, and he was asked about the new Hopkins trade. And he's like, and this is true, and I felt pretty bad for, you know, some of the guys. What? We did what? And there's David Johnson sitting there going, hey, I know. I'm right here. I can hear you. I can see your tweets. I'm your new teammate. Well, how are you guys doing? That's good to be here. I like you guys. You know, JJ's like, you know, we got to welcome in these guys too, and I like Nuke and everything else, but you know, we got new teammates now. And you know, truth be told, we were talking about, I forgot about it. You know, the Nationals get rid of Bryce Harper, and guess what they do? They win a World Series. And you know what? Texans get rid of DeAndre Hopkins, win the Super Bowl. That's right, I said it.
Not likely.
Oh, Nick, you see? Dell would never say anything like that. Dell would be like, you're right, John. Dell always agrees with me, Nick. So that's what the producer has to do here.
I tune in. He loves to disagree with you.
I don't believe that. He and I have never disagreed about anything. So so the Texans, see, and I didn't even get anything yet, but this is still from the cookies that they sent me. This is just kind of a leftover. I kind of feel bad for David Anderson with all the stuff that all the guys tweeted and all the guys and everybody was saying, and every single show for the last 6 months has just been how crappy this trade is and what the worst trade in NFL history. And there's David Johnson going, huh? All right, well, I'm gonna be over here when you guys are done. I'll be right here.
Well, I mean, part of what made it crappy is that bad contract you got. I mean, it is what it is. You're getting paid a lot of money for not doing anything.
Yeah.
You got to be better than just 2016. 2016 was a long time ago. Garrett Cole wasn't even an Astro in 2016.
Well,
now he's on to the Yankees.
Is there anybody that, honestly, I mean, he got traded, and you know, some guys look at trades differently. Oh, that team didn't want me, but this team did want me. Well, but when you're David Johnson going into this offseason, when you're sitting there last year, you're like, there ain't no way with the dead cap money that I'm going to be making that $12 million this year. There's zero chance that I would have made this. The Texans literally saved that dude's the Texans made him an extra $10 million, because there's that dude would get a $2 million out there today, right?
Yeah,
$2 or $3 million.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, 100%. If $5 million is the Mark Ingram rate,
yeah,
$5 million a year is Mark Ingram rate coming from New Orleans, two and a half max
for a guy that hasn't played.
Yeah. Two and
basically
a half max,
and
it might be less than that.
Yeah. No, so the Texans literally gave him $10 million that he would not have had. That's just, wow. Now I'm making him feel worse, I guess. Yeah, and I was trying to make him feel better. He can I was trying to make him feel better.
He can do what he can do what he wants to do. Look, I hope he plays well, but I think it's going to be. I can tell you this. I don't think running backs, it's hard to find. You better be an outstanding running back to be getting paid that amount of money. The Texans force you to operate with like, well, they're getting paid that now, so I guess we can't worry about it. Unfortunately, there's multiple guys like that, which does have an impact on who you can sign. I mean, DJ Reed, they just lost a really good football player. DJ Reader's a good football player. DeAndre Hopkins, you lost two good football players. You retained average football players with longer-term contracts, and you added a guy who's way overvalued. You added another guy who has a contract the Rams are trying to get rid of and who has concussion issues, and you paid a second-rounder for that. Like, there's just a lot of things going on that could lead you to losing players that are paid. You're going to lose good football players. Zach Cunningham may be gone. I don't know how they're going to pay Zach Cunningham. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to. Bernardrick McKinney. I don't know how they keep
I'll tell you how, because Bill O'Brien, one of the first things, whenever he talked about Deshaun and Tunsil, he also talked about Zach Cunningham.
That's great, but you know, Deshaun and Tunsil are going to be over $60 million between the two of them. So
don't worry. Bill ain't scared to throw money around. You see the money he's throwing around?
Well, there is a cap. They do have a cap.
Don't, he don't care. He don't, you know what he doesn't care? I don't care about draft slots. I don't care about money. That's right. That's what Bill O'Brien told you. Nick, what do you think of the David Duke backfield?
Don't
do
answer like that? Him. They're the Johnson & Johnson. He's turned it into the David Duke backfield.
Man, I just nothing I can really get excited about this. It's so hard. It's so hard to be a fan of this team.
They do make it hard.
I struggle with it, and it's unbelievable to me how I guess my only assumption, and Lance could correct me, is how close he's been able to get with the McNair family, and I think Cal just absolutely puts all this faith in him. But there has to be something. There has to be one of these backlashes that we see from fans. I feel like has to work at some point, you know, but I just don't know when.
How about Nick? Could we offer you a pizza? Could we maybe change your mind with a pizza?
Yeah, if the Texans sent you a pizza, would you get on board?
Because they've sent John a pizza, and he's like, you know what? This team is actually headed in the right direction.
I think so.
They had to double it up with cookies next week, but whatever.
Right. Well, did you see? Oh, did Bryce Harper leave the Nationals? Oh, did they win a World Series? Oh, case closed. Win a World Series. Get rid of your best player. Guess what? Win a World Series. That's what the Texans are going to do. Win a World Series. It's 844 ESPN 97.5, 713. Will the Texans win a World Series or a Super Bowl first? Which one? I don't think either.
Wait, say that again?
It's a trick question. Oh. They won't win either. 713-780-3777.
Who has a better chance of winning a championship first, the Astros or the Texans?
Oh, the Astros. Oh, by far.
Yeah, I can't even. I'm trying to think of a way to handicap the Astros. Like, well, what about in 4 years? It really doesn't matter. The answer is going to always be the Astros.
What about Rockets or Astros? Rockets or Texans?
Yeah, I'm just going to have to say Rockets
hard.
Or Texans.
Rockets or Texans, that's different.
Yeah, now I've had to think about it. My initial inclination is to say Rockets, but they're getting older.
They're guilty of overpaying, but not. That was, I think it was a situation. It was a bit different with their situation with Chris Paul.
Your Rockets are in a sport where all of a sudden one off-season move and you can change the power of an entire league,
right?
Based on an off-season move, and Daryl is highly active. And I still think if you ever move James, the amount of capital you could get back for James in terms of players and picks would be substantial. The only way I would trade James Harden right now, and I would trade him, make no mistake about it, but the only way I would do it is if I got one of the top two picks in the draft and additional first-round picks and players. And Daryl doesn't value first-round picks, but what he does value is high first-round picks. I think the ability to get your hands on, like if you could have gotten your hands on, well, I say that, but I'm not even sure Ja Morant or Zion Williamson would have move the needle for the Rockets enough.
Oh, Zion would have.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. You get that guy on the run, and yes, it would have changed.
Because he's kind of a game changer.
Yeah.
Well, you reset superstardom. You reset it to a younger age. And different pay scale, too.
Ja and Russell would be, no, that'd be too many. There's too many. And guy that has to have the ball all the time, no. We got too many of those guys already. It's 846 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come on in.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man. Here's a breaking story. Do you think that you would like to be a cheerleader coach at the University of Kentucky?
Negative.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
Go ahead and tell the story. My answer is no.
You don't want to be.
No, I don't want to be. Well, first of all, you just lost. You talking about the new cheerleader coach who's coming in?
The old one.
That's fired.
Yeah.
Okay.
The school launched an investigation after allegations of debauchery at a cheerleader retreat back in February at Lake Cumberland. Team members allegedly engaged in nude routines, including topless and bottomless basket tosses into the water from a dock. School officials say the activities were carried out while the supervision of team coaches. The school also says team members slammed alcohol during boat parties, and several members required medical treatment. Another incident went down in Tennessee, according to the school, where members were ordered to perform dirty chants while wearing uniforms without underwear.
Sounds like fun. I'd be the new coach.
Yeah, but see, all that's over now.
So, yeah, because now there's a spotlight on them. And then,
yeah,
and,
no, no.
And now they can't.
You missed all the fun. You missed the fun, coaches.
Well, what you didn't know is it's all male cheerleaders. So does it really sound that fun?
No, it's not.
Huh?
No.
Well, no, all of a sudden it doesn't sound fun anymore?
It's not any fun. Why do you want to do that?
Now it's not fun?
No, I don't want that job now.
All of a sudden they're doing basket tosses to each other? Watch out with the Johnson, Fred. Oh, I think I touched it.
Jomo Thompson, along with assistant coaches Ben Head, Spencer Klan.
These aren't
and
real. This is an onion story, clearly.
No, it's
Read these coaches' names again.
Ben Head, Spencer Klan, and Kelsey LaCroix, along with Jomo Thompson.
All of that seems like it's fake. Spencer
no.
Klan?
Well, how many?
What'd you say?
Spencer Klan, Ben Head, and Kelsey LaCroix.
I'm not going to let you keep reading this story with Jomo Thompson.
I remember Jomo Thompson. I didn't see the Ben Head name.
Yeah. So wait a minute now.
I'm Googling. Wait, those are all, are they all dudes?
Yeah. How many? Wait a minute.
Three of the four are.
Who's the
Kelsey's
female?
Kelsey's a woman?
Oh, Kelsey, yeah.
So, wait a minute.
Did Kelsey not step in and say, excuse me? What are we doing here? How does Kelsey not say, I'm sorry. What? What are we doing here? Everyone takes their pants off and do dirty cheers and then we do basket tosses? This doesn't seem like something we should be doing.
What if you're the parent of one of the, you're like, hey, what now? What are you guys doing?
I'm going to Google Jomo Thompson. Oh, here they are. Here's the
24 national titles in 35 years.
Dang, that coach Jomo
he's been doing it for a minute.
Yeah, Jomo, and you got this kid, and then this guy, and there she is. She's former. Yeah, Jomo Thompson. Ben Head, there they are.
Yeah. Guess what? Now it's not fun to go be a cheerleader anymore. There it is.
When you have that many cheerleader coaches, I guess you win that many titles.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. Okay? What's recruiting trips like? Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you. You want to talk about a program? This puts Patinos to shame.
I'm reading some of the things.
They're sold at basket tosses, you know?
Yeah. Coaches did not confiscate alcohol brought to the retreat by some squad members or intervene to stop students from consuming alcohol. Several squad members became so intoxicated they required medical treatment. And during a cheerleading camp in Tennessee, some cheerleaders were directed by other members of the squad to perform lewd chants and wear outfits that did not include underwear. You mentioned that one, John.
Yeah.
24 titles, I mean, though.
And so they got fired for this? I'm still waiting for the offense here.
Kind of necessary at this point.
Yeah, John, even the 24 titles and 35 Final Fours or whatever their thing
did
is.
Did you win? Are you winning or not? Okay. Are you winning or not?
I mean, do you think it just started this year?
No way.
You know it'd be a good thing for us to start doing? What, Jomo? All right, stay with me. Clothing optional. Boom.
Boom.
Tons of alcohol. Boom.
Basket tosses.
Boats. Boom. Basket tosses. Boom. Alcohol. Blue cheers with no underwear. Bang. Okay.
If I'm one of the parents of these girls, I'm like, hey, now what?
Kentucky, you can all go sucky. Like, okay, whoa, Jomo, you got to get your girl. They've been doing shots, and they're rhyming Kentucky, and now they're doing Once Was a Man from Nantucket, and I'm just not comfortable with the basket tosses any longer.
Right.
The guy holding up with the fit, you know. Holding people up with the fist, trying to not to let her fall. And I'm like, there's no underwear on. What are we doing, Jomo?
He doesn't have any underwear. He's holding her in the air.
Be careful. Think about it. Think, John. Just think for a second. I know where you're going.
Wait a minute. Don't you think she should be wearing some underwear? Nope. Not Jomo.
What kind of retreat is this?
Kentucky.
Boat full of alcohol and no one's wearing clothes.
I'm sorry.
This is a swingers party. This is a swingers party. This isn't a cheerleading retreat. Jomo?
Jomo. Love Jomo.
But John would endorse this behavior, right? You're all for it. You don't think any of them should be fired.
He was
right?
For it until male cheerleaders.
I'm still looking for a fireable offense. That's all.
It is pretty shocking. I figured maybe two cheerleaders. Like, if you ask me, Lance, how many cheerleader coaches do you think there are? And I'd say, which conference? SEC. Okay, take it more seriously. Two. The main one and
two.
Then the assistant.
Why would you need two?
Well, because you have a main one and an assistant. The main one screams at people, good cop, bad cop. Because the main one says, you're eating too much. You know, you got to scream them down about their weight. Isn't that what cheerleader coaches do? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Scream people down about
it's
weight.
Documented.
Try to create eating disorders and whatnot. And the other one tries to good cop them from by, like, hey, don't worry about it. Let's just switch to some more lettuce-based, meals. And everything's going to be fine. I'll try to sneak you a protein bar when I get a chance, okay? Good cop, bad cop.
Well, the bad cop is usually, like, forcing the girl to do splits that she's not quite ready to do yet.
Yeah.
You know? And then the nice one comes in and says, she was just trying to push you.
You could do that if you weren't having beef ribs.
The Texans cheerleader coach, she wrapped him in saran wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember?
That's not just fetish stuff anymore. Apparently, it's cheerleading stuff.
Yeah. No. Well, the no panties thing is kind of different.
Yeah. I'm not sure how they pull that one off.
I don't know.
Or who thought
of that
idea.
I hadn't heard of that one before. I hadn't heard that one before. But they just won, apparently, KJ says, they just won the cheerleading national championship this year. So, apparently what Jomo's doing works. Somebody's going to get Jomo. Jomo gets
it
done.
Will Jomo get another job?
Nah.
Will Jomo get another cheerleading job in Division II? We'll just treat this just like we did with, Patino or Art Briles, it's the same. I'm not saying it's the same, but is Jomo going to have to go to NAIA?
Well, Jomo, I don't know. Jomo, I don't know that Jomo can work at another school, if you want to know the truth. That's going to be a tough press conference. Okay, well,
at the hiring press conference, they have hiring press conference for cheerleading directors?
Well, for Jomo, there will be for Jomo.
Not if he goes to, like, Central Michigan. No one's going to notice. Well, he can slide still, right in with the Chippewas. Go,
the Chippewas have a paper. Somebody's going to go, hey, isn't this the dude that has the naked
Don't
cheerleader?
Don't go to
thing?
Oregon State. Okay. Let me see.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Does the NASCAR driver that drops N-bombs, is he going to get another job?
Is he going to NAIA?
I think he will.
You think he's going to drive again, Nick?
Well, he's still... Oh, no, he got fired from NASCAR.
Yeah, he got fired from
NASCAR.
Wasn't
there... I guess it's two different sports or, you know, industries, but the NFL player that got busted, I think it was Incognito, and there was a video that surfaced, and he dropped the N-bomb, and was it Richie Incognito?
Yeah.
Was it Richie Incognito? It was the guy... It was Cooper.
The
wide receiver from Philadelphia when he was at a...
Riley Cooper. Riley Cooper.
And he stayed with the Eagles. Boy,
Richie
as a wide receiver.
Over there going, Richie Incognito's going, hey, what are you talking about?
Hey, Nick, easy. Remember when wasn't he there with the cheerleaders and the cellophane and all? No, that's not me either. I'm the one that was threatening people at a mortuary. Threw weights at somebody at a... I'm the one who threw weights at people at the gym and was threatening people at a mortuary. My bad, Richie.
I wasn't the N-bomb.
I'm not that
worse.
Guy. I was threatening to kill people at a mortuary.
Cooper.
That's right. Yeah. Do you think he will ever play again? Yes, for multiple teams. Jomo? Like I said, let Jomo end up at Miami, Ohio. This is all over. No one hears about it. No one cares anymore.
I don't know. I just feel like Jomo's too good a coach.
I feel like at Ohio, that's what I'm saying. In the SEC right now, I guarantee you, somebody's like, I'm telling you now, we got to get Jomo. I'm tired of finishing fourth in this conference in cheerleading. Get Jomo now to Alabama. We got to get a Jomo.
Is Jomo not a perfect SEC coach?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. We're sitting there acting like, is he ever going to be a cheerleading coach again? And somebody is like, we got a chance right now to upgrade our cheerleaders with the Jomo. And I understand. I saw a picture of them. Typically, I wouldn't back a Jomo. But if you're going to win titles, I'm backing a Tua, which I wouldn't usually have backed, and a Jalen. I'll back a Jomo as long as he brings us titles. I guess you make a convincing point if we can upgrade to another I want rings. I want rings. Get Jomo. Well, now, what we're hearing is Tennessee is going real hard on Jomo, too. Well, I'm not losing Jomo to the SEC East. We got to pull him out. He was already at Kentucky. Pull him out. Bring him to the West. If we're worried about how things look, just put him in Mississippi State. They don't care.
He won't get anybody to go there.
Not Ole Miss, so that's where the good-looking ladies go to Ole Miss. We don't need that problem.
He ain't going to win nothing at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Let Vanderbilt take him. They ain't got no smart. There ain't no smart cheerleaders.
He can't get in trouble at Vanderbilt. It's impossible.
All right. We got to take a break. It's time to talk about my peeps over at Chastain Ford. Love my people over at Chastain Ford. And I'm highly recommended. I hope you go in there, and I hope you tell them that I sent you. And I hope that you take advantage of people that, honestly, they really, really, really care. And they are going to be personalized the deal for you. And they are going to make sure, you know what? They're going to make sure that you're as comfortable as you possibly can be in that vehicle with the payments that you have to have. Because that's the most, I want as good a car as I can possibly get for what I can afford, right? Isn't that the deal? That's what listen, it's not just because you want a nice car, and you're in your car so much. Get you the nicest possible car you can and get it at the best price that you can and get it so it's affordable for you. And if you're choking on your payments right now, get over to Chastain Ford and let them work the deal. 84 months interest-free, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And they're going to work the price. And that they've got all the discounts, all of the rebates, all of the stuff that everybody else has. They're just better. And their service is better. I'm telling you, you will love Chastang Ford. It's just 5 minutes from downtown Homestead, not Hempstead, on 610. Two exits east of 59. Very close. Easy to get to. If you want to shop virtually, they'll do that as well at ChastangFord.com. Get your Ford. Join the Chastang family.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.